Blog Talk Radio.
It's time for the Reaching the World for Christ broadcast in memory of the late evangelist Lloyd Yearwood. We'll be joined by all of our regular guest ministers. Stay tuned for the next 2 hours and listen in with a multitude of listeners from around the world. And now, coming to you live from Calico Plains, Tennessee, USA, here's your host, Betty Yearwood and son Timothy Scott Dockery.
Praise the Lord, everyone. It's a privilege to be back on to preach to you tonight and to worship with you. And we just want everybody to tune in and tell their friends and their neighbors and their loved ones to tune in. Just help us out here and like it and share it, and it'll help get the gospel out farther. This is Reaching the World for Christ in memory of Evangelist Lloyd Yearwood. And we thank God for each of you. We thank God for the new ones that are listening from all over the world. We thank God for the ones that have been supporting this with prayer. We need all the prayers that we can get. And we just want everybody to feel free to worship with us tonight. If you have a prayer request or a praise report, just put it in the comments below and we'll see them and we'll get back to them and pray over them and everything. And we're just here to lift up the name of the Lord and see people saved and healed and set free and delivered. And we just thank God for the ones that he's been touching on here, for the ones that he's going to touch. And our subject for today is coming from Luke 18:8. And it says, I tell you that he will avenge you them speedily. Nevertheless, when the Son of Man cometh, shall he find faith on the earth? That's what it takes as a Christian. We got to have faith in everything, every single thing that we do. We really have to have faith. Word said that in, Romans 10:17, so then faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. We build our faith by reading the word of God and hearing people's testimonies. And I just thank God that he has given us all a measure of faith. And Hebrews 11:6 says, but without faith it is impossible to please him. For he that cometh to God must believe that he is, and that he is the rewarder of them that diligently seek him. So faith is really important as a Christian. You know, you doubt, you do without, but if you believe, you will receive. So just trust the Lord in everything that you have need of, and just, you know, pray and believe by faith, and I believe that he'll hear and answer that prayer if you're living for him. And I had another one right here. Okay, Hebrews 10:38 says, now the just shall live by faith, but if any man draw back, my soul shall have no pleasure in him. If we say that we have faith and we pray and then we start doubting, then nothing's going to happen. So we're going to have that faith to know that God will keep his promise and will do what he said that he was going to do. We're going to have Tim to come around and sing a few songs. And then we're going to get our pastor, Don Harris, to come and obey the Lord.
Praise God. Bless him, Lord. Bless him, Jesus.
Yes, Lord. Praise touch him. Give him strength.
Praise you, God.
Thank you, Jesus.
Use him, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
God is faithful. God is faithful. The gates of hell will not prevail. If any do, then you know he will. God is so faithful to me.
Amen.
Holding on to the promise of what he said he would do. Trusting and believing that he would bring me through.
Amen.
With no rush into God I cried. He became my shield and stood by my side. God has been faithful to me.
Amen. Thank you, Jesus.
God is faithful.
Yes.
God is faithful. The gates of hell will not prevail. If he said he'd do it, then you know he will.
Amen.
God is so faithful to me.
Amen.
So if you've got a problem that seems too big for you, well, I know a man named Jesus. And there's nothing he can do.
Amen.
In the days I had asked him, call on his name. Whatever is broken, he'll make you again. God will be faithful to you.
Amen. Thank you, Jesus.
God is faithful. God is faithful.
Yes, amen.
The gates of hell will not fail. If he's ready to do it, then you know he will. God is so faithful to me.
Amen.
God is faithful, yes he is. God is faithful. The gates of hell will not prevail. If he's ready to do it, then you know he will. God is so faithful to me. God is faithful.
Amen. Praise God.
Yes, hallelujah.
Thank
yes.
you, Jesus.
I guess I'm going to do one song here. Hold the God's unchanging hand.
Mine is filled with transition. God offers a new gift. Fills our hearts with things eternal. And hold to God's unchanging hand. Hold to His hand, God's unchanging hand. You just hold to His hand, God's unchanging hand.
Yes.
And hold to God's unchanging hand. Trust in Him who will not leave you.
Yes.
Whatsoever years may bring, if my earthly friends forsaken, still more closely to Him.
Yes.
Me.
Yes.
When your journey is completed, it is to God you have been true. Open and brought your holy glory. Your kin rapture goal will be hold his hand, God's unchanging hand. You just call to his hand, God's unchanging hand. Just feel your hopes always be firm and hold to God's unchanging hand. Hold in his hand. God's unchanging hand. He just holds to his hand. God's unchanging hand. Just feel your hope always be eternal. And hold is often changing hands. He just feels your hopes always be eternal. And hold is often changing
hands. Amen. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
That's how God is. I got Jesus on
my mind. Praise God.
You want me to do that?
Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. Got it on my mind. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. Got it on my mind. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. Got it on my mind. Jesus on my mind. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. Got him on my mind. Oh, Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. Got him on my mind. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. Got him on my mind. I got Jesus on my mind. When I wake up in the morning and go throughout my day, I just want to pray the same all along the way. He has been so good to me, so faithful and kind.
Yes,
that's why I want the world to know that Jesus on my mind. Oh, Jesus, 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 got him on my mind. Oh, Jesus, 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 got him on my mind. Jesus, 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 got him on my mind. I got Jesus on my mind. When Satan tries to tempt me with worry and without, I can choose to trust the Lord. He always brings me out.
Amen.
And he is always with me. He's always on time. That's why I want the world to know God, Jesus on my mind. Oh, Jesus, 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 got him on my mind. Oh, Jesus, 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 got him on my mind. Jesus, 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 got him on my mind. I got Jesus on my mind. Jesus, 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 got him on my mind. Oh, Jesus, 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 got him on my mind. Jesus, 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 got him on my mind. I got Jesus on my mind. Got him on my mind. Got him on my mind. In the early morning, I got him on my mind. When my heart is troubled, I got him on my mind. Got him on my mind. Got him
Give my heart and life to the Lord, and the blessings that he's bestowed upon me.
Amen.
Praise God, and the touch that he's given me, and everything you think just for a minute. Praise God, how the Lord has touched you and blessed you and been with you all the way since you've come to know him in the pre-pardon of sin. Praise God, I'll tell you, we are a blessed people that knows Christ. Hallelujah. Praise God, our life and our strength, our joy and our peace. Praise God. So you pray much and pray one for another. We bind them all up, all our lost people that's out there that don't know Jesus in the pre-pardon sin, that ain't never accepted him as Lord and Savior. And friend, let me tell you, times are running out. Praise God. And in this time, I've tried to preach, praise the Lord, that the people have turned their heart and their life back to God. Praise God. People's running to and fro, excuse me, up and down in this land and this country, and really ain't got their minds on the Lord. Praise God. As long as everything's going good, a lot of people out there tonight, praise God, as long as they're healthy and they're doing real good, they don't have no time for Jesus. But when they get down in trouble and get sick, I want you to think how merciful that he is. Praise God, they get down and they think they're dying. Then they want the Lord to help them. Praise God in him. When they call on him, he'll come to their rescue.
Yes.
And he'll forgive them of their sins. And he'll write their name down in the Lamb of the Life. Praise the Lord. But I tell you, while we're well able, we need to give glory and honor to the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords and love him. Praise God. For what he does for me and you.
Yes.
Hallelujah. How he inspired us. Praise God. Many of people, I've said it before, that I've grown up with, and some of you out there grown up around people, praise the Lord, and their life ended in a little while, but you and I continue unto this day. And friend, I want to stop for just a little bit and look back and thank the Lord, because I know it's because of Jesus Christ that I live and move. And because of him, your life is still continuing. And praise God. And he's given you a change to make things right with the Lord. Oh, friend, I'm telling you, he's coming again one day after a while. But can you imagine the love that he has for mankind? Hallelujah. How he continues to draw people with his spirit and to continue knocking at people's hearts and their life, and they keep rejecting him and they keep turning them away. All day long, he said, I stretch forth my hands to a gainsaying and a disobedient people. But it's time we come boldly to the throne of grace, and we find help in a time of trouble. And brother, learn to lean on him to put our faith and our trust continues in the Lord Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Oh, I'll tell you, I can't get over and I can't get it out of my mind. The love, hallelujah, it took. I can't grab hold of it. My mind will not comprehend. sin of the deepness of the love of Christ, how that a man would lay down his life for his friend, and he said, I've laid my life down. He told Paul in an hour, how would Paul begin to question him, and told Jesus, praise God, how had she going to say anything? Paul had said to him, don't you know that I've got power to release you and to let you go free, but I've got power to crucify you. And you remember what Jesus said to him, you don't have no power over me except it be given unto thee. Brother, I'll tell you, praise God, he gave his life on that cross of Calvary, on the cross dead that I ever heard of. No doubt one of the most painful deaths, as they beat him and scorned him and whooped him, but he went all the way to Calvary for you and me. Brother, I tell you, the devil's trying his very best to harden people's hearts and to drive a wedge in between the people. I'm talking about the chosen people of God. Hallelujah, the church, we got to continue in the faith, rooted and grounded and settled in the Lord. Sure, battles is hard. Trials and temptation, they're rough. And sometimes more gets on you, and you seem like that you can bear. Hallelujah. But brother, the Lord give us power and strength to overcome. Hallelujah. And we are an overcomer through Christ Jesus. Strengthens us. I feel my Lord, the devil's got some people bound down and trying to pull them away from God. But let me say, sure, you can turn your back on the Lord. You can walk away. You can live in pleasure of sin for season. But tomorrow, you may die. Let me say, friend, if we gain this whole world and lose your own soul, what we going to profit? Or what will we give in exchange for life? Hallelujah. I know the love of many the waxing cold. You feel the coldness. You feel the drawback spirit. You feel the rejection. Hallelujah. My. Brother, I'll tell you what. Oh, somebody is wanting to be bigger than other. Friend, we got to be what the Lord would have us to be, and that we will please him and nobody else. Because he's the one that died first. Hallelujah. We need to abide in the calling wherein we are called. And we need to pick up that cross, my Lord. And we need to fulfill whatever the Lord's called you in, and whatever he gives you, you need to fulfill your calling, and you need to bind in your calling and my calling. Hallelujah. Continue being obedient unto the Lord. I said the other night, hallelujah, the Spirit of God I spoke Sunday. I probably said it Monday. But I'm going to tell you again. And the Spirit was, and the Holy Ghost, fire God, I began to spoke and speak. And he said, obey me. Obey me. Church, that's all the Lord is asking you me is to come to him. Take up the cross and follow me, Jesus said. Obey me. Obey my word. Keep my commandment. Let that which is right in the sight of the Lord. So I said, oh, but don't go along with my friends or my loved ones. I just don't fit in. Hallelujah to you. We've been called out. Hey, we've been set apart. We can't please this world. You can't please the things of this world and please man. Hallelujah. Paul said, we're not man pleasers. Because we come to please our Lord and our Savior, Jesus Christ. I feel the falling away. I feel the drawback.
Amen.
More and more from the church of the living God. People have fallen by the wayside. They're drawn back. Hallelujah. And I'm going to read a little bit. Here in Hebrews, praise the Lord. What I tell you, children of Israel was under bondage, under Pharaoh and his armies, and they had taskmasters over them. They whooped them. They made them make brick and mortar and work them like dogs. Brother, but my God, and the praying and the looking for a deliverer. And you all know the story how God sent Moses down there. Hallelujah. He spoke to Moses how the burning bush is something about. My Lord, church, I'm telling you, if you and I, if we're a child of the King, they ought to be something burning inside of us. Old Jeremiah said, I wasn't going to mention the Lord. But he said, I couldn't hold it. I could keep it no longer. All he said, it burned in my bones like fire. Hallelujah. My Lord, a lot of people may sing solemnly to do. Hallelujah, the flame is flickered. Look, the fire, I ain't never going out. I'm afraid, praise God, people have never had any fire. A lot of it, my Lord is gone out. After round St. Bernard, hallelujah, there's no desire, there's no boldness, there's no want to in people no more. That'll make them want to cry out in the house of the Lord. Cry, holy, holy, Lord God, almighty, a true. Church, I tell you, we're serving a true and living God. Hallelujah. Oh, you can get down and out. You can listen to the devil if you want to. You can be discouraged. Hallelujah. My, my, oh, praise God. Brother, I'll tell you, we need to shake ourselves. We need to shake off. All the writer said, every weight and every sin of it easy, I beseech you, and we need to run this race of the set before us. Look, look at you. Look at Jesus, the author and the finisher of our faith.
Yes, amen.
Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. I want you to know, he said, if I'll be lifted up on the whole men and the women. Lord, I tell you, we need to be lifting him up.
Yeah.
We need to be giving him glory and honor. Why? Because Look what he's done first. Look where he's brought us from. Look what he's put in us. Hallelujah. And not only am I going to rejoice that he brought me from, but I want to rejoice in what he's doing for me in this day, in this hour. Honey, I'll tell you, praise God. I don't want to only rejoice at that, but I want to rejoice. I call to know what you're going to do and what you're waiting on us on the other side. My Lord, we need to get wrapped up in Jesus. We need to get rooted and grounded. Hallelujah. And not be moved of a seducing spirit. Hallelujah. I tell you what, I built some strong hopes. I built some strong fires. Hallelujah. In another service, when the binds of the devil, my blood, I'll tell you what, praise God, people, in the land of the devil, get into their minds and into their hearts and binding them down. No, the devil don't want nobody to praise the Lord. But did I not read what David said? And David said, everything that's got breath, oh, to praise you, the Lord. I'll even say the sinners, oh, to praise the Lord. Oh, man, you're still alive. You ain't in hell. How do you still have breath in you? As long as, my God, I'll tell you, as long as they breath in nobody, you've got a hope. You've got a change. Oh, hallelujah. I'm going to make it right with God. But I'm telling you, we're going to shake off the powers of the devil. We're going to shake off discouragement. Hallelujah. Bring out a weapon. Our warfare is not carnal, but the mighty through God. Well, the pure piping in your mind about giving in. I'll seduce the spirit and fires and forces of the chapter. You need to shake it off. You need to repent of it right now. And ask God to get that out of your mind and out of your heart. But I got started on the children of Israel when Moses went down there and a high and a powerful mighty hand. 400 years has been under bondage, has been beaten, has been rejected. Praise God. God began to speak to Moses out of the burning bush and said, go down in there and bring my people out from under bondage. Brother, I'll tell you, somebody ought to be a crying.
Yeah.
Crying to this lost and dying world. Praise God, I believe with all my heart that the deliverer is coming. King of Kings and the Lord of Lords is coming in that bush. And Moses seen it burning, and he wondered about it as he looked on it, and he drew close to it, and he saw a voice come out of the burning bush. Praise God. And Moses said, who are thou? Or to praise God, we need to recognize the voice of the Lord. We need to recognize the Spirit. A lot of people don't know one spirit from another. And they think, my God, when I'm binding my brother, or I'm binding my sister, hallelujah, praise God, I'm doing the will of God. But I want to tell you, praise God, we didn't receive the binding spirit. Hallelujah, if we have, we're being obedient to the devil. But when the Lord saved us, us. He give us a spirit of freedom and victory. And my Lord, he set us free. And who the Son sets free, he's free indeed. Moses began to speak to that burning bush. Hallelujah. He said, who are thou? My Lord, as that boy spoke to him, I tell you, praise God, the voice of the Lord is a cry out to people, but they won't listen to him. They won't hear him. Hallelujah, they do what they want to do. Well, I tell you, when God called me, he didn't say, God, I'm going to call you to preach. And you go when you want to go. You go when you want to do. No, that ain't what he said. Hallelujah. If I'd done that, half of the time, I wouldn't be a preacher. Praise God, but I got a want to. I've got a desire. You don't want me to preach, you better not ask me. Oh, brother, I'll tell you, the Lord called us into this world. Yeah. To tell about him, to tell about what he does. Forgive me. And the Lord come out of that book. When Moses said, he said, I am that I am. I am that I am. Hallelujah. Brother, he is. He always was. And he always will be. There's no beginning of him. Somebody said, where did God come from? My God, he was just God. He was just fire. Hallelujah. No beginning. No end. And praise God. I'm telling you, he's going to have a people. Ain't no end to us. Hallelujah. I thank my Lord. When I die, we got rid of that old preacher. I'm a my Lord. Brother, when I lay down this old tabernacle, when I lay down this old house, I'm just going to begin to live, praise God, and live forever. Church, we got to reach out to the Lord.
Yes, amen.
Praise the Lord. Already, the Lord let me hear.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hebrews 3, I believe it is. Hebrews 3, start about verse 7. Praise God. But I want to tell you, be strong,
yes,
children. I know them forces. I know them powers.
Yes.
I know them spirits.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
But I'm telling you, we got power over them spirits.
Amen.
Jesus gave us power,
yeah,
over them voices. I get wore down, my voice gets tore out, and sometimes I may be quiet.
Thank you, Lord.
Praise God. But I'm building myself up. Praise God. I'm letting the Lord build me up.
Yeah.
Build my voice up.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah. But listen, people giving in.
Amen.
But he said in the seventh verse, what more has the Holy Ghost said? Holy Ghost said. The Holy Ghost is speaking.
Yes.
He's speaking out of this book right here.
Amen. Come on.
Amen. Yes.
Inspired. Somebody said, I don't believe the Bible. Well, you better believe the Bible.
Yes.
Because it's true.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Holy Ghost men. Faith is moved on by the Holy Ghost. Inspired men.
Yes.
Spoke it. It found a pass. It's forever. Wherefore the Holy Ghost said, today, if you will hear his voice.
Yes.
Do you hear his voice?
Amen.
Today, if you'll hear his voice. Hallelujah. Well, we need to have a year to hear.
Amen.
Praise God. We need to have a voice.
Yeah.
For Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
To tell this world about his love.
Yeah.
And his mercy.
Thank you, Lord.
Harden. If you got a voice, harden not your heart. Listen. As in the day, as in the prophetation in the days of temptation in the wilderness. You remember the children of Israel.
Yes.
You read all about them. What God done for them. How the Lord brought them out.
Amen.
Delivered them by a high.
Yeah.
And a mighty hand.
Thank you, Jesus.
Put their enemy behind the Pharaoh.
Yes.
And all of them. When they're at that Red Sea.
Amen.
And no help. Look like the Red Sea a line ahead of them. Pharaoh and his armies behind them.
Yeah.
They wish to God they'd have died back there. We went back under bondage. You brought us out here to die. But Moses said, stand still and see the salvation.
Yeah.
We're so wrapped up in ourselves.
Come on.
We can't see the glory of God.
Amen.
And what the Lord's trying to do for us.
Yeah.
Right down from the center, right down to the pulpit. People don't recognize how powerful and how mighty.
Yes.
That he is. I tell you, I don't want to wait till he steps out of the clouds of glory.
No.
And I know when he does that, from the fear and the brightness of his glory, every knee is going to bow on their knees.
Yes.
Every tongue is going to confess.
Yes, that's right.
And then people are going to run. For the rocks of the mountains. Sinner man you may never call. Woman you may never call. On the name of Jesus. But there's a day coming. When he steps out.
Yeah.
You'll run and cry for the rocks and the mountains. Fall on us and hide us. From hell that sits on the throne. Oh, that great day of his wrath has come.
Yes.
Who's going to be able to stand? Look how the Lord brought them out from under bondage.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. Head for land flowing with milk and honey. As they tempted God, they proved God.
Yeah.
They backslid in their hearts. And they weaved to God in back down in Egypt. Eating watermelon and cucumbers. Hallelujah. When the Lord is feeding them.
Yeah.
Where are you at tonight? Where am I at tonight?
Whoa.
Praise God.
Praise God.
I'll tell you. He said, when your fathers tempted me, proved me, and saw my works, 40 years. But he said, wherefore, Paul did. Wherefore, I was grieved with that generation. Oh, I don't want to grieve him. I don't want to grieve him. But he was grieved. Look at all he done for him.
Yes,
to bring him out. And he brought him out, flowing to the land, flowing of milk and honey. But they tempted him and they proved him and they rejected him.
Amen.
He said, I was grieved with that generation.
Yes.
You know, he died for you.
Yes.
And me. Amen. That we would come and take up our cross.
Yes.
And follow him.
Thank you, Jesus.
And if I don't follow him, if I let these devil spirits, seducing spirits,
amen,
powers and forces pull me away, He was grieved.
Yes.
I mean, you've seen all the work he's done to deliver them and to bring them out.
Amen.
Hallelujah. But they tired other gods.
Yes.
I even set up and built a calf. They worshiped that thing.
Yeah.
They could hear the shout when Moses come off of the mountain. People rejoicing in a naked head.
Come on.
But they won't rejoice.
Amen.
In the truth.
Right.
Don't rejoice in a naked. But rejoice. Woo!
Jesus.
In Jesus.
Yeah.
Yes.
How is it? People can get out here in the world, laugh and talk and carry on.
Amen.
They be happy as they be. Hang on each tear. But when they get in God's house,
come on.
Oh,
you can about hear a pin drop.
Amen.
Glory to God, they ought to be a praise.
Amen.
Woo! Read it out. Why, preacher, why? I've got trouble, but my Lord, we are the redeemed of God.
Yes, amen.
He said, let the redeemed of the Lord say so.
Yes, amen.
Praise God, we ain't in hell tonight.
Thank you, Jesus.
He said, rejoice ye heavens, and ye that dwell in them. But he was grieved.
Yes.
With that generation. Is it grieved with this generation today?
Come on.
We was born to serve the Lord.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Thank
it took me a while to recognize who it was. Where I come from and what was it doing here? But praise God, I'm glad I found the way.
Amen.
Children, and you will be too when you find the right way. You get on this highway of hope.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you.
You'll be happy than you've ever been in your lifetime.
Thank you, Jesus.
Even though there's trouble on every hand. It's heartache every way you look.
Amen.
Sure, I drive around the graveyard every day, sometimes two times a day. Praise God. Tears will flow down my eyes. And leave it. I'll tell you what. We got a better day coming.
Amen.
Loved ones that's outstretched. Friends and loved ones that's gone on ahead of us.
Amen.
But is God going to be grieved? Did you grieve him when you get caught up in your stubbornness and in your pride? And in our rebellious, and we stub up, and people act like it's God that's punishing them.
Come on.
It ain't the Lord.
No.
Praise God. If you're going through a battle, it's because of the devil.
That's right.
It ain't God. Unless you've sinned and come short.
Right.
Them that he loved, he chastened.
Yes.
He rebuked, but he said, be zealous, not poor.
Amen.
And repent, praise God.
Yes,
but he was grieved with that generation. And he said, they do always err. Lord, help us.
Yes.
Lord, help us.
Yes. Yep.
We on a straight way, ain't it?
Yeah.
Didn't Jesus say, straight is the gate, higher is the way that leads to life, and a few there be that will find it.
Amen.
Amen.
But he said, broad is the road that leads to destruction.
Yeah.
Many have walked therein.
Amen.
But people's erred, pulled away with all kinds of spirits and forces.
Amen.
And come disobedient to the Lord.
Come on.
Won't stand for him. Won't shine for him.
Thank you, Jesus.
Won't preach for him.
Praise God.
Come on.
Won't raise their hands and give him glory.
Amen.
but he raised his hand for me and you.
Yes, he did.
But God brought them out. He brought the children of Israel out. And he's doing his best to bring me and you out.
Amen.
That we'll walk in victory. We'll shout praises.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Jesus. I know our body's wired out. Sometimes I ain't able to preach. Sometimes my voice is so weak I can't hardly talk. And it strains me to talk. But I go ahead and get up and God opens it up. Church, we've got to make an effort sometimes.
Amen.
Some of them say, oh, I feel so bad. You know, if you can get one hand up,
yeah.
You're feeling so bad, you can get one hand up.
Glory.
Then in a minute, maybe you can raise the other hand.
Amen.
But we don't want to grieve him.
Amen.
Because he died first.
Yeah.
We don't want to reject him.
Because
he's calling right now.
Amen.
Come out of me. Hallelujah. I'm going to get on. Praise God. Brother James, we are coming on here. Many were looking forward to hearing him. We thank God for him. Just met him not long ago. Appreciate his words. Appreciate his preaching. Spirit of the Lord. What, how God you use them. But a squire, verse 11, 3 and 11, he is grieved with that generation. They do always err in their hearts. And they have not known my ways. Do we really know? People always, I know the way. I've heard people, one try and tell another about doing this and doing that. And they've come back with a reply. But I know the way. Well, if you know the way,
come on.
Why don't we get in and walk it?
Amen.
I'm going to tell you something else. And then they know the way and won't do it.
Come on.
To them, it's a sin. Them that know to do good.
Amen.
And do it not. It's a sin.
That's right.
And we know the Word of God said we got to praise Him.
Yeah.
In everything.
Yeah.
You hear me? In everything, give us thanks.
Amen.
To the Lord.
Yeah.
I don't know best. I don't know the best of everything. But God does.
Yes,
He does. Amen.
He knows best.
Amen.
He knows them that loves Him.
Amen.
Praise God.
Thank you, Jesus.
But He was grieved with that generation. Said they do always err.
Yeah.
Err, be pulled away.
Mm-hmm.
Hallelujah. Oh. He said, so I squire in my wrath. They shall not enter in to the rest. Listen, take heed. You better take heed to God's word.
Amen.
Friend, He's a just God.
Yes, He is.
He knows them that are His.
Amen.
He knows them that's going to endure to the end.
That's right.
Amen.
And He knows them that's going to walk away from Him.
Amen.
Yes, He does.
God knows what's down the road.
Yeah.
And I like to live. And I want to live. But if somewhere down the road, there's a devil down there, and you better believe they are,
yes.
That'll pull me away from God.
Amen.
I'd rather the Lord would take me on tonight.
Yes, amen.
Amen.
Oh, praise God.
Thank you, Lord.
Church, it'd be better that I die and I would to give in.
Amen.
And to err a little bit. People said, well, maybe I err just a little. Maybe I'll take a little. When I read God's word and when Jesus said straight in the gate and ours away,
yeah. Come on.
Maybe I'll take a few little curves.
Yeah.
All right, I'll try to go another way just a little bit. You can't go no other way. There ain't no other way. Jesus said, I'm the way, I'm the truth, and I'm the life. Ain't no other way to get there.
No.
Except we come to him.
Right.
I've got to get off here. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
But exhort one another then. For it is called today, lest any of you be hardened through the deceitfulness of blood of sin.
Amen.
Are you being hardened? People harden their heart. Oh, you may well this and don't cross his T's like I think you ought to. So I'm going to harden my heart against him and reject him. Or they don't preach exactly the way. Well, Lord might give it to you different.
That's right.
And better.
Yeah.
And you may know, I can't say because you up for preaching and you're preaching stuff that I don't know about.
Come on.
I can't sit down on you.
Right.
I've got to pray for you. And in the meantime, while I'm praying for you, I'm going to pray for myself.
Yes.
And say, Lord, open my understanding. It may be that I ain't got there yet.
Amen.
And the Lord may have said, Brother James, to open it up to me and you.
Amen.
So, praise God, it ain't my way. It's God's way.
Yes, it is.
Somebody said, it's my way, it's a highway. I'm telling you, it's Jesus' way,
yes, it
or it's the highway.
Yes,
and that highway, when you reject Jesus, that highway will lead you to hell.
Amen.
But there's a highway, and there's a way, and there's a way called holiness.
Yes.
Praise God, and it leads to hell.
Amen. Praise God.
Boy, I tell you, the love of Christ. Woo!
Thank you.
I feel the Holy Ghost power of God all over this place.
Glory to God.
The love of Jesus. I didn't think I could preach 10 minutes, my voice was saying. I could preach 2 hours and never think about it. Praise God, for 3 hours. My brother, he's alive! We need to stop and give him the glory and the praise and the honor. But I thought about it as I was reading it. Praise God. He wasn't pleased with that generation.
That's right.
Is he going to be pleased with you and I? You don't have to please me. And I love to please everybody. I love to get up to preach every time. Please everybody. Preach what everybody. I hate to feel rejections and spirits. Withdrawal,
yes.
And people trying to set me off, trying to bind me down.
Come on.
But how many tonight know you can't bind a child of God down?
Amen.
Devil may wrap some ropes around you.
The Lord.
He may wrap some chains around you. But if you're a genuine child of God, you've got power to shake them off.
Yes, that's right.
What the Bible say, lay aside every weight and the sin and easy beset you.
Amen.
And run this race.
Yeah.
I don't ask you. And he is coming. Praise God, Brother Tim gets ready. But he's coming. But is he going to be grieved with you?
Come on, brother.
Are you going to hear him say, well done?
Yes.
Are you going to hear him say, depart from me, you workers of iniquity? Well, I'm going to tell you, not enough to say everybody's carrying the Bible. Is a child of the King.
Hey, come on.
But I can't say that and be honest and true.
Amen.
There's some hypocrites out there, Curry. There's some false teachers and preachers that's coming in cheap clothes, telling you you can go to heaven and live any kind of ungodly life you want to live. But brother, I read in the book, we got to live Christ-like, godly, Amen. Praise the God that brought salvation here. Come on, Tim, get ready. Son,
thank you, Jesus.
It's Him. It's Jesus.
Yes.
There it ain't no other way.
Amen. Come on.
It's by the Word. Take it. John said, take it and eat it all.
Yes.
I know it's hard. It's hard on this flesh.
Thank you, Lord.
But my Lord, when you begin to cut the flesh off, that'll haul you, you'll be spirit-filled.
Thank you, Jesus.
But He loves you.
Yes, He does.
He's trying to help somebody.
Help.
He's trying to reach out to get a hold of you tonight. Somebody is going through a battle, a strong battle.
Thank you, Lord.
The devil's telling you, why don't you give up? I'm telling you, why don't you get up? In
yes.
Jesus' name.
Yes.
I'm telling you, the Lord is a healer.
Yes, He is.
And He's a deliverer.
Yes.
Cast all your cares upon Him, because He cares for you.
Amen.
Praise God, Brother Tim comes. Praise the Lord. We appreciate our brothers and our sisters in Christ. Pray one for another. Pray for me. I need your prayers. Pray for all the requests and all them sick that needs healing.
Yeah.
Family member needs healing. Go ahead.
Yeah. Praise the Lord. We're going to have Tim come around and sing one song, and then we're going to get Brother James to obey the Lord.
Through valleys so wide and deep, I could have walked my way. A rugged mountain so steep, they took my strength away. Every time I could have been a casualty. Praise God, my faith, He's been there for me.
Yeah,
oh, what a friend. Oh, what a friend. Jesus has never failed. He's been there for me. And He has turned my hope into reality. Praise God, my faith, He's been there for me. There's hope in this world through Him. When Prince has turned away, and when the means have grown well, that gives us strength. He says, well, I walk along my way in God's sufficiency. Praise God, my faith, He's been there for me. Oh, what a friend. Oh, what a friend. Jesus has never failed. He's been there for me. And He has turned my hope into reality. Praise God, my faith, He's been there for me. And He has turned my hope into reality. Praise God, praise God, praise God. The faith, He's been there for me.
Brother James, go ahead and obey the Lord. Tell who you are and where you're at.
That's Brother James Miles, Detroit, Alabama. You know what?
Right.
The subject tonight is near and dear to every Christian's heart. And it's about their faith. And you know, we got so many people, the brother said, they go to church, but they don't have faith enough to praise God when they get there.
Come on.
But their faith is not doing nothing. It's just sitting there. If you've got faith in God, you'll show it. If you've got faith in God, you'll get it. And I'll tell you what,
Amen.
God approves that faith. Glory to God. And I want to read them two verses again. Out of chapter 18 in Luke, verses 7 and 8, said, and shall not God avenge his own elect, which cry day and night unto him, though he bear long with them? I tell you that he will avenge them speedily. Nevertheless, when the Son of Man cometh, shall he find faith on the earth? Now, if you think about it, friend, you think we're in a bad shape. Because God is wondering. Jesus wondering. When he comes, is he going to find faith here? Well, that means in me. That means in you. A Christian and claiming to be Christians wherever. You've got to have faith. Glory to God. Because if you don't have that faith, you know something?
That's the Lord.
And tonight, I'm telling you this. I praise God that there's so many people out there today are claiming to believe that God is able to do any and everything. Praise God, preachers
yes.
that get up and preach faith in the church. And glory to God, but they'll go to the hospitals and they'll pray for somebody. And when they, before they finish, though, they cover themselves with, if it be your will. Well, the Word of God told us God's will. He said, it's not my will. Glory to God. He said, above all things, I would that you'd be in health and prosper, even as your soul has prospered through the faith that you have
yes.
in me. Because glory to God. You see, everything we do is done by faith. And faith in who and faith in what? Faith in Jesus Christ, the living Savior,
yes.
the one that died to take your sins away. You know, it wasn't lacking like that back when Jesus was here. Because I was looking right here. In the Bible, in chapter 8 in Matthew, as Jesus was entering into Capernaum, and there came unto him a centurion, beseeching him, saying, Lord, my servant lieth at home, sick of the palsy, grievously tormented. And Jesus saith unto him, I'll come and heal him. But that centurion went to tell him, no, Lord, I ain't worthy that you come under my roof and do this. Lord, I'm not worthy to have you come in my house. Glory to God. And when Jesus heard it, he marveled and said to them that followed, verily I say unto you, I've not found so great faith, no, not in Israel. And Jesus said unto him in verse 13, Jesus said unto the centurion, go thy way, and as thou hast believed, so be it done unto thee. Friend, I'm going to ask you something. How'd you like to stand up right now and say, as I believed what I've been praying for, then I'm going to receive it? Because he said, if you didn't believe, you're not going to get it. That's what he told him. If you can believe, you're going to receive. That's exactly what the preachers is preaching in pulpit and telling you.
Bless
if you
Lord.
Truly believe, I praise God, that something's going to happen when you ask God for it. And he bears it out throughout his word. Glory to God. You just flip the page there of glory to Jesus and get in us. I believe chapter 9 there, Jesus went forth, you know, when there's one come to him. Praise God, said, while he spake these things unto him, there came a certain ruler and worshiping, saying, my daughter is even now dead, but come and lay hands upon her, and she shall live. Now you imagine that, folks. Somebody in your family is laying there. You know they're dead. They passed away. And glory to God. But you go to Jesus in prayer. Lord, I know that even now you can bring life back to them. I know that if you'll touch them, they're going to
yes,
rise.
Yes, hallelujah.
Glory to God. That's what he's telling them. I praise God that if you can believe, then you can receive what you ask from God. If you remember, while he was going with him, there was a little woman come up behind him through a great crowd of people, a multitude, and she pressed through and touched the hem of his garment. And as soon as she did, he stopped, turned around and said, who touched me? All the people reaching out and touching him and everything. But that one touched him as we've got to touch him. And she touched him with her faith.
Amen.
She reached out and got the hem of his garment. Because she said it herself, I believe, I trust, I have faith that if I touch the hem of his garment, I'm going to be made whole. And he turned around and looked at her and said, daughter, be of good comfort. Your faith is made you whole. Glory to God. When can you say that? You've had enough of faith in Jesus that when you pray every day after that, you was praising him for the answer coming. You hadn't seen it yet, but it's coming. Glory to God. 11th chapter of Hebrews, first verse, said faith is the substance of what you're hoping for. And it's the evidence of the things you hadn't seen yet. But they're coming. Because I got faith in the Lord, I know that I have salvation. I've never seen him. Them people looked on him, and they knew there was something special. They had faith in him to come to him. Said the people brought all manner of sick folk to him, and said he healed them all. Why? Because they had faith enough to pray. Glory to God. Have you got faith enough to give your soul over to Jesus Christ, knowing he is the author and the finisher of your faith?
Yeah.
He don't just give you faith, but he'll finish that faith in the end. Friend, glory to God. Yeah. And we dragging around and doing things that don't need to be done. Praise God. I remember one time I preached in the Bible, just preached over the internet, and I said that where it says in the Bible there about John, I think chapter 9, about verse 31, and it said that we know that God don't hear a sinner's prayers. Glory to God. I preached on that. And a woman got mad at me, and she wrote bad stuff to me, and I just answered, well, that's the Bible. That's what I was called to preach. I've got faith that the Word of God is true and accurate, and everybody else can be a liar, but God can't be. I got faith in that. And she got mad at me and blew up, and I had a preacher call me, said, that was my niece. You need to apologize to her. And I answered him in word. I said, no, I can't apologize for the Word of God. He's the one that spoke it. He called me to preach this, not preach what I want to hear or what the people want to hear, but to preach the Word of God. And I'm going to tell you something. Without faith, it tells you in Hebrew, it's impossible. You cannot please God. If you don't have faith in him to do whatsoever he asks, glory to God, then you're not going to make it in, friend. There's something lacking in you that's serious. It's going to keep you from heaven. Because glory to God, here's what it says. Right here, verse 18, third chapter of John. It said this, he that believeth on him is not condemned, but he that believeth not is condemned already. Because
yes,
he does not believe in the name of the only begotten Son of God. Let me tell you something, what that means. If you're lacking in faith, you're also lacking in salvation. Because you go over to God. Before you can come to God, you got to believe that he is and a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. And people today are like, well, I got faith enough, I believe the preacher. He preached and I went to the altar. I'm saved. You're not saved till that faith has brought the Spirit of God into your heart. If you remember Abraham, it said he believed God and it was counted to him for righteousness. In other words, he had faith in what God said, not what man said, or not what my feelings say, or not what my desires say. But I got faith in the living Word of God, because Jesus Christ, he glory to God, when he was sent down, Big John, first chapter, 14th verse, said the Word was made flesh. He is the Word of God, the embodiment of the Word of God, sent down to us, and ain't salvation nowhere else but faith in that Word. You've got to believe it when you read it, friend. Glory to God. They got probably 60 different translations, but there ain't but one of them the Word of God. The other's the Word of man that translated it some other way. But glory to God, there's not but one way into heaven. John 14 and 6, Jesus said, I'm the way, the truth, and the life. When you say the there instead of the, and put that the, that means only. He's the only way.
He's the only truth, and He's the only life that we're going to have. When we leave this world, you'll either be in a lake of fire burning with brimstone, or you'll be gone into the eternal rest of Jesus Christ, into the kingdom of heaven, to share in His glory forever and ever. A friend, don't you think it ain't time that you got your doubt pushed out and your shout got on you, because your faith is letting you know just how real your Savior is.
Praise
People
God.
Backing up, running away, hunting something else. There's got to be a better way. Oh, yeah, that preacher over there said there's many roads lead to God. Let's go listen to him. Praise God, if they're not preaching this word, you better throw rocks at him and run, because he's trying to carry you to hell. And I don't care who it is. I'm not against no preacher. But glory to God, if they're lying, they're lying. And if you trust them and don't trust God, you're going to be, this what it said, you're going to be condemned already. When you refuse to put your faith, glory to God, hallelujah, in the one that died on Calvary's cross. He didn't just stay dead. He rose from the dead. He conquered death and the grave for you and for me, to where death can't hold us. Glory to God. And it's coming a day of, praise God, when the children of God, I believe, is coming back with him. And I got that out of the fourth chapter of 1 Thessalonians. It said, we believe like everybody else, Lord, shouldn't be so sorrowful. Because the ones that's dead in Christ, he'll bring with him when he comes. Read it for yourself. It's wrote in there, friend. I ain't making up nothing. That's just the word of God and what it says.
Yeah.
I believe that, because I got faith in God's word. And I've got faith in God.
Definitely.
I got faith in Jesus Christ. And if you haven't got that, friend, I hate to tell you, but you're lost. You're condemned already. You're already walking on a road that leads to torment forever. But, friend, it ain't too late. If you're still breathing, if you know that God's real in your heart, then put your faith in him. Lay it all on the line. Get up and let go of everything else, just for the hope of getting a hold of the eternal salvation that Jesus Christ died to give us. Glory unto God. Hallelujah. Woo, praise his name today. I thought about it over here. I believe it's let me look it up real quick. The third chapter of Romans. If y'all got a Bible, you can turn with me. It'll probably be familiar scriptures though. But it's in the third chapter. And it says this in verse 23. For all have sinned and come short of the glory of God, being justified freely by his grace through the redemption that is in Christ Jesus, whom God has set forth to be a propitiation. Now listen to these words. Through faith in his blood, to declare his righteousness for the remission of sins that are past through the forbearance of God. But he didn't say that you was going to get grace and receive grace by going to an altar and telling, Lord, please forgive me, Lord, please forgive me, and getting up and doing nothing. If you hadn't got faith in his blood to be what cleanses you, that confession ain't worth nothing. Glory to God. You got to believe. Glory to God. You got to have faith when you come to him, because he's not playing anymore. It's coming judgment time, folks. Hallelujah. It says in the Bible, over 2 Corinthians, I believe about the 10th verse, said we all must stand before the judgment seat of Christ.
Yes, hallelujah.
The things done in our body, whether good or whether evil, whether we believed in God or whether we didn't, whether we trusted him for everything or whether we didn't, whether we asked him to guide us, lead us, teach us, bring me up higher, give me more of your spirit, let me be more like you and less like me. Glory to God. If you do that or you don't, because you're going to have to stand there and you're not going to be able to lie to him. You can go to church and you can put on a good show and you can be there every time the door's open. You sit in your same spot on the pew every time and you never get up and move. God can't use you. You don't ever testify. You ain't got a shout. Glory to God. Let me tell you something. You think he don't see that weakness in your faith, that your faith is not strong enough to get you to rise up, conquer that flesh, and walk for Jesus? Friend, he sees you. He's determining right now whether you're worthy for the kingdom of God or not. Them people that got on God's nerves so bad, called the children of Israel, when they come out of Egypt, he said, all them years they walked, all they done was gripe and grumble. We should have stayed there. Here we are in this old wilderness. Now we're going to die here. Don't that sound like people today? I'm serving God. But it's so hard.
Yes.
And so many trials comes on me. I've got tribulations you don't understand. I got bills due. I don't know how I'm going to pay them. I'm hungry. We ain't got no food. They're not trusting God for anything in their salvation, nothing in their life. They just look at what they can see. And if they can't see it, they don't believe it. Sounds like a science believer to me. Glory to God. Science said we evolved from apes. Any species ever evolved, that species was gone. But the apes were still here. That's because we didn't come from no ape. I come from God. Hallelujah. I praise his holy name. And tonight I'm telling you, if you can't just that faith, that little bit of faith, he said just like a grain of mustard seed. Hallelujah. Then you can cry out to the mountains in your life and tell them, be removed. Cast in the sea. Get them out of my way. I believe, God, that you're going to do it. And friend, you're going to be fighting that mountain the rest of your days, and it's going to carry you to hell. Because without faith, you have never pleased God. You've never known God. Because if you know him and you get in the free pardon of sin, friend, you're going to have faith in that. You're going to know there's a spiritual being comes inside
yes,
you and strengthens you and carries you across anything and through everything that this world can throw at us. And why? Because your faith won't let you down. It don't back up. It don't slack down. It keeps strong. It keeps going because I know in whom I have believed. Glory to God. I don't believe in the president. No president. I don't believe in a king. No king. Except the King of Kings. I believe in the one ruler, the supreme being, not the Supreme Court. I believe in my heart that God has the answer to every problem you've got. Glory to God. Every sickness you've got. Every disease and every
illness.
He has the answer. And he is the answer. And he's the only way that we're going to get out of this misery that we end down here. Because glory to God. It says this. Romans 1:17, Galatians 3:11, Hebrews 10:38, all says the same thing. The just shall live by faith. Are you justified in Jesus Christ? Are you justified tonight in the Savior that loved you so much and he went to that cross and let him punish him because you was a sinner, not because he did something wrong, because you did. Hallelujah. That loved you even while you was a sinner, enough to die for you and to shed his precious blood. Glory to God. You remember what I said, that the faith in his blood that he shed for us is enough to cancel our sin debt, to wash us clean, to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. And that's what he'll do. Now, friend, I got news for you. You hunting it some other way except by faith, you're not going to find it. If you can't believe that he is and he's a rewarder of them that seek after him through their faith in him, glory to God, then hallelujah, God, you're going to be left on the outside.
Hallelujah.
They'll be told, come on in. My good and faithful servant, I've seen your faith. Just like Abraham said, he believed God and it was counted to him for righteousness. Friend, if we got that kind of faith, it cancels all the darkness of this world out. And we can walk in the marvelous light of God. And ain't that what you want? Is that not what you want for your kids and your family and your life also? Ain't you tired of when you fight and fight and fight? You can't seem to get ahead. Every time, hey, something knocks you back down. But praise God, I'm talking about one. That'll lift you up one time. Bring you out of the chains of sin. Set your feet on the rock of Jesus Christ, and you won't never be moved again. If your faith don't waver, well, neither will his faithfulness unto you. Glory to God. He'll be there in your time of trouble.
Lord.
Glory to God. Tim sings that song, Help's on the Way. It's answering before you ever call, because that's what faith does. If you believe that Jesus will do everything he said he would, friend, he will. Glory to God. Hallelujah. That's the way I believe it. Here's what it says over John 14:12. Verily, verily, I say unto you, he that believeth on me, the works that I do, shall he do also. And greater works than these shall he do, because I go to my Father.
Yes, hallelujah.
And this also is for them that believe on him. Whatsoever ye shall ask in my name, that will I do, that the Father
Amen.
May be glorified in the Son. The next verse says, if you shall ask anything in my name, I will do it. Friend, he said, this tells you exactly. Them that believe it on him. That's the ones that can do that. That's the ones that can ask something of God and expect a return. It's not the sinner out here, and when things go wrong, they don't turn from their evil. They just cry out, Lord, help me, Lord. Sometimes they'll go to church and get the church to pray for them, but they ain't willing to change, and they ain't going to get no answer from God. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Because if you don't like that, then change your ways. If you think you're getting hold of God and living in sin and praying unto him, don't you look for nothing to change. Because the first thing got to be changed is you. You've got to have faith in the one you're praying to. And I've thought about this many times. I'm going to say what I've said before. Why are you asking God for something that you don't even have faith in him to do? You're wasting your breath and you're wasting his time because he's not going to hear you if you're not willing to accept the salvation he gave you. Now, glory to God. That may be hard preaching, and you might not like it, but friend, read this word. It's still the truth. It's still what God came for. He didn't come down here. There some people that was so weak in their faith, hallelujah, that the only time they called on him was using him like a 911 number. Cry out, oh, Lord, help me. Look at the trouble of me. Lord, I need a car. My car broke down. I ain't got no money to buy it. Lord, help me. I ain't got many groceries. Lord, help me get it. But he's not listening. The first prayer should be, Lord, please forgive me. Lord, I've failed you in many ways. But I ask you to forgive me. Come into my heart, into my life. Be my Savior. Be the one I can trust for everything in my life. And I can look to you, the one that give me faith, that'll also finish that faith. Lord, I want to be that type of person. I want to be one that people can depend on. That when they need help, I can pray for them. I want to be one, my family, if something goes wrong, usually they call me to pray for them. That's what I want, brother. I want to have faith that people can see. I don't want to have faith laid up on the shelf in the head, and you have to wonder and doubt if I got faith in Jesus. Glory to God, I want it to be visible. I want people to know who I stand for. I want them to know I ain't falling for the tricks of the devil. He's a liar. He's the father of it. And friend, if you're listening to him tonight, you're going to end up in the same place he's going, in that lake of fire burning with brimstone. And there ain't no two ways about it, because that's where home's going to be. Throughout all eternity, you're going to be laying in that lake of fire. Old Satan going to laugh at you. All I had to do was just get in your way a little bit, and your faith evaporated away. Oh, God, do you think God didn't tell us for some reason over there? He said, as Christ has suffered in the flesh, arm yourselves likewise. Satan's going to tempt you. Satan's going to try you. Satan's going to try to trouble you. But we shouldn't be troubled. Praise God. We ought to be able to go on and face the devil in faith in Jesus Christ, faith in Almighty God, faith in the Holy Ghost, and his Bible says these three are one. Now, praise God, people. We need to get our hearts right with God once and for all and go to church and be part of the church. Don't just be in the church. Glory. Don't be a preacher when you're asked to preach. Say, no. Not now.
Come on.
You got to be one that's instant, in season, out of season. It don't matter. And open yourself up to Jesus. Let him come through. Praise God. He'll not leave you speechless. Remember what it said in the Bible. So they'll gather you up. They'll take you in the synagogues and before rulers. They don't determine what you're going to say. The Holy Ghost will give it to you.
Praise God.
Is that why them preachers keep saying, I ain't got nothing. I ain't got nothing. Somebody else, I ain't got nothing. You ain't got nothing because you're not listening. The Holy Ghost will give you what to say. If you get up and make that first move in faith, you'll never get up there without a message to bring. You'll never get up there with somebody in there ain't going to get something out of what you preach. Glory to God. Because God give us faith. And that faith is what guides us into what we do, what we say, what we preach, how we walk, how we talk. Glory to God.
Right.
And if you ain't got faith in friends, I read it to you. You're already condemned because you refuse to believe on the living Son of God. He's paid your price. He suffered in your place. You ain't got to suffer for your sins. You just got to believe that God is, and he's a rewarder of them that seek him. And glory to God, get down and seek Jesus tonight. Ask him to come in your life. He won't throw you away. If you've done wrong, if you've doubted, if you've feared, everything slows you down, praise God, then get faith in him enough to ask him to forgive you. And ask him from your heart, not your mouth. Ask him to come into you. Make his abode with you. Live in you. That you can look at everything a devil does and laugh at. That's not even going to slow me down. Because I've got faith in God. And he's going to see me through.
Lord.
Glory to God. Hallelujah. Abraham called him Jehovah Jireh. The Lord will provide. Friend, he'll provide what you need tonight. He'll provide what you need for tomorrow. He'll provide what you need to get through the name of God. But you got to believe in him first. You got to trust him first. You got to get that faith built up in you. He said it's like a grain of mustard seed. But if you plant it, it grows up to be the greatest of herbs. In other words, it'll overshadow everything this world can throw at you. Your faith will be greater than that. And that's what God's looking for. A peculiar people. What makes me so peculiar is that I trust God. I don't care what it looks like. I still trust God. If I get in trouble so deep that I can't find my way out, I trust God. He said, whatever you face, I'll make you a way of escape. So glory to God. If you'll believe this word, trust in the Lord, friend, he'll make your way out tonight. If you'll just cry on him right now, I believe Jesus will save your soul. I believe he'll forgive you for doubt.
Yes,
if you'll just confess,
yes.
Lord, I've been in church. May have been in church 50 years, but I never truly had the faith like that. But, Lord, I want it. Help me to receive it. Lord, help mine unbelief. And you get to pray in that and seeking God. I guarantee something fixing to happen inside you. Faith will start rising up, and it just overcomes everything that this world can do. It don't matter if we got inflation. We don't know if we're going to be able to afford gas and food. Praise God, I got one. Hallelujah, God, that he took old Elijah out in the wilderness, and the ravens brought him meat to eat. And he kept watering that brook for him to drink. When it run out, he sent him somewhere else. Folks, he will deliver for us. But will you believe in him? Will you trust him? Will you look to him instead of looking to what you can do to get yourself out of them circumstances? Look to God. Look to Jesus. Because without him, you're going to perish. You're going to die.
That's right.
And you're going to be condemned already when you stand before him because you failed to have faith in the only begotten Son of God.
Hallelujah.
Cry out to him tonight.
Bless the Lord.
Hey, I guarantee he loves you more than you could ever love yourself. And if you'll cry out with a broken heart and a contrite spirit, it says plain in the Bible, you confess the Lord Jesus with your mouth, believe in your heart, that's that faith, that God's raised him from the dead, and you shall be saved. Friend, it's up to you, though. God ain't pushed himself on nobody. But he's asking you to have enough faith to make your mind up to trust him.
Yes.
Will you trust him tonight? Glory to God. Just Betty, I'm going to turn it over to you and let you have, we got about 5 minutes, but I'm going to give it all to you, or 20 minutes, I think. But I'm going to let you have it back when we can get our prayer request in and all that tonight.
Okay. You have any prayer requests?
Yeah, remember Mama, she's not been doing too well lately. I know she's old, but I know that I got a God that can sustain her. Remember me, I've been in trouble with Jessica, her. And remember Tim, where his heart's been giving him trouble. Remember your leg.
Yeah.
Remember those that, out in this world that they're so lost and don't know it. There's many people out there claiming to be Christians today that don't have any faith in God to carry them through nothing. They try to look for a way out. And the way's already there. He's already been found. He come and showed himself to us. And we should know where it's at. So pray for all the lost, all the lonely and hurting tonight, them in the nursing homes, the hospitals, the jails, the prisons, because we got to save them and deliver them everything that comes against them. And his name's Jesus.
Amen. I've got a few little requests here that I want to give in. A 17-year-old girl named Heaven, she was shot in the back about a week ago now, I guess. And she's up here at UT Hospital needing a miracle, so remember her. Gwen Poole says to pray for her son, Dustin, to be able to walk. He's had a stroke, and he's got about 4 or 5 small children. So she said he needs to have full use of his side, and to pray for her diabetes to leave her body. Pray for her feet and her toes, and pray for her twin sister, Lynn, that has a hernia. Pray for her children, Andy, Lindsay, Robert, Robbie, and Matthew, for salvation. So remember them. And remember Brenda. She had surgery today, needing a touch from God.
Yes.
So take all these to the Lord in prayer and pray over them. And
yes, hallelujah.
God knows all the other needs out there on Facebook, and he's able to meet every need if we just have faith.
Yes, so remember all of our families that's lost without the Lord. Remember Irene and her children's lost. Move on, Jean, all of her children's lost. God alone.
Amen.
Praise God.
We'll go ahead and go to the Lord in prayer and ask God to move on these needs.
Yes.
Lord, we just
praise God. Lord Jesus, we come again, God, tonight, Lord, for the request and the need, Lord. God of each and every one, we pray tonight, God, that you would move, Lord, in a powerful, mighty way, God. You know the need. You know what people are going through, what they're suffering, God. Tonight, Lord, we just pray that you would touch, Lord, the church, God. We pray for the revival coming up there, Lord, in Hickory Grove, God, and all the people there. Lord, we pray in the powerful name of Jesus for Brother Marshall and Barbara, Lord, that you have touched them, God. Lord, God, let's pray that you have touched Brenda. Lord, tonight, God, all of them wrote down here on this paper, Lord. We ask you, God, to move upon them in a powerful and a mighty way, Lord. God, just touch the church there in Cleveland, Brother Ron, Lord, the congregation there. Lord, tonight, God, Show Creek, Lord, and every one of them, God, tonight, we'll just reach out. Praise God and be obedient unto the Spirit. Praise God, touch our brother James, our Lord, and his preaching and ministry. Down there, Lord, in his hometown, around about. God, we just pray that you would have your way, Brother Virgil, all of them, Lord, just going forth to do your work and your will, Lord. God, just have your way, Jesus. Each heart and life, God, we'll give you praise and we'll give you glory, God. We'll thank you, Jesus, for moving, visiting the hospitals, nursing homes, Lord. Touch that girl, Lord, who's been shot, God, in the name of Jesus. Touch them families and loved ones, lost family and people, God. Comfort their heart, Lord. Jesus' holy name. Nellie and Angie and all of them, God. Lord, we pray in your name, God. Lord, our homes and our families. Jesus' name, we agree together. It'll be done and be so. Praise God.
And praise for answering our prayers. In Jesus' holy, precious name, dear God, I give you all the glory. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Lord.
I'm going to have Kim come around and sing a few songs.
And I guess I'll play this one for Brother James out there. He was talking about it a few minutes ago. Help someone. It's a different for him.
Yes.
Her last meal almost gone. God sent Elijah to make his world. He said, woman, don't you worry. Her God sent me today. And before you even ask him, help was on the way. Just Just hold on a little longer. Help is on the way. A brighter day is coming. Turn those to believe and pray. Help won't help tomorrow. If you give up today, just hold on a little longer. Help is on the way. Troubles of life come by and burdens get you down. You think no one is listening. You think no one's around. Just remember what the word says. Trust Him and obey. Keep your eyes towards the heaven. Cause help is on the way. Just hold on a little longer. Help is on the way. A brighter day is coming. Turn on to believe and pray. Help won't help tomorrow. If you give up today, just hold on a little longer. Help is on the way. Help won't help tomorrow. If you give up today, just hold on a little longer. Help is on the way.
Hold on a little
longer.
The
elder
has some
flesh.
Amen.
This is for whoever's going up the rough side of the mountain.
Oh, Lord, I'm driving, trying to make it through this very land, Lord. As I go from day to day, I can hear my Savior say, just be strong. The moment I will hold your hand, I'm coming up on the roadside of the mountain. I must hold to God. Yes, I will. Thank you.
said
their sins to fall on your head. If we fail to warn them, if we fail to shine the light of God in their path, hallelujah, then what are we fit for? Hallelujah, it ain't worth nothing. But praise God, if we shine that light, darkness will never overtake this whole world. There's going to be some saved. There's going to be some that digs their way out of the miry pit of sin and stands up on that rock. Glory to God, which is Jesus Christ our Lord. Hallelujah. And they can start shining a light for Him. Hallelujah. Where they can even show others how to come home. Now, friend, I'm telling you, time is absolutely winding up. And one day soon, I believe Jesus Christ is going to open up that eastern sky and step out on a cloud of praise God, and He's going to send His angels down and collect His elect from the four quarters of the earth. Glory to God. And I believe it's not being put off no more, because the evil that's in this world is starting to dim the eyes of them that claim they have the sight of God, that they're looking to God. They're looking at Jesus. Hallelujah. But I'm afraid there's so many, like Peter stepped out on the water and went to walk on the waves. As soon as he looked down, took his eyes off of Jesus, just for an instant, he began to sink. People, if you can't keep your light shining, you can't keep your eyes on the prize of Jesus Christ and the high calling of God, then you will sink. Just like Peter went down under them waves, and Jesus had to reach and get him and pick him back up. My friend, He'll pick you up. Tonight you might be doubting, and you might be hurting, and you might be sin sick. But praise God, your way of escape is right at hand. Your help is already on the way. If you'll cry out tonight, praise God, you can be a light in this world of darkness that can show maybe your children, your grandchildren, your wife or your husband or your mother and your daddy. You might show them a way of escaping what's coming upon all this earth. Praise God. Because when He comes back, friend, He ain't going to bring a flood this time. It's going to be fire. It's going to be destroyed with fire. Yeah. Friend, I'm telling you something. You got a way of escape today. You got a way to get out of it. And hallelujah, God, I pray that something we've said tonight will help you make your mind up that I don't want to be cast in that lake of fire. I want to go home with my loved ones that went on and chose Jesus, that chose that one way, hallelujah, to carry me into the kingdom of God. And I want to go there too. I want to be a light. And friend, He will turn your lights on. Darkness, no man can't do nothing. But in the light, we can do all things through Christ Jesus, which strengthens us. Praise God. Y'all, amen. Pray and seek God and get strong, for He's coming for His children. Now turn back, you should say that.
Okay, praise the Lord. We're going to have Tim to come around and sing this last song, and we'll be back next week from 6 p.m. to 8 p.m. next Thursday night, USA Eastern Standard Time, so join us next week.
All right, this is for Ron and everybody out there that likes this. We all need a Savior.
Amen.
Can't hear it. Pass the mic. Just a minute.
Bear with him a minute. It's storming up here, so we're having a hard time tonight.
It's affecting some of our equipment.
We all need a Savior. And there's only one. Sent down from heaven, Jesus Christ, God's Son. He paid our sins and brought our freedom. We all need a Savior, and there's only one. He is my Savior. We've been deceived. We've been told to follow your heart, be what you want to be. But there's a God in heaven that we will answer to.
Amen.
And on today's judgment, what will it say to you?
You may feel like you have been
lost.
For the tide is turned and you feel your back is against the wall. You're still there to believe that he's the way you need. The answer is Jesus. He'll give you life to you. The only good thing, and there's only one. Stand down from heaven, Jesus Christ, God's love. He paid our sins, and brought us freedom. We all need a Savior, and there's only one.
Praise the Lord. That took us off the air, so we're going to say good night. We love y'all, and we'll see you next week.
Good night, everybody. Love y'all.
Praise the Lord.
God bless.
Love y'all,
praise
too. God bless.